Rosen di Resource, il quale parlerà dello stato dell'arte in Gran Bretagna. Sono molto contento che sia lui a concludere le relazioni di questa sessione, perché in questo periodo le relazioni, gli scambi fra gli istituti culturali italiani e i musei italiani e quelli inglesi sono veramente eccellenti. E quindi sentiamo da David Dazon lo stato dell'arte in Gran Bretagna.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is David Dawson. I'm senior ICT advisor at Resource, the Council for Museums, Archives and Libraries in the United Kingdom. Before I start, I'd like to very much thank the Italian presidency for the invitation to speak at this conference, and also thank my colleagues in Minerva for all the support and all the advice that they've been able to give me. I'd also like to apologize in advance to the translators and to thank them very much for all the hard work they've put in for us whose language skills are a little challenged. Before I start and talk about the IPR issues, I thought it might be useful to talk a little about Resource as an organization. We are the Council for Museums, Archives and Libraries, and in an Italian context, we undertake many functions that are within the Ministry of Culture itself. It's things that are organized differently in the UK. We are strategic advisors to our Department for Culture, Media and Sport. We are a partner in the Minerva Project, and I am the national representative of the UK on the National Representatives Group. Just to give you a flavor of some of the activities that we have undertaken, we've been expert advisors to one of our lottery distributors on a content creation program worth some 80 million euro. And you can find out more from that at the website there, enrichuk.net. Over 150 different projects involving over 500 different institutions. That's starting to draw to a close now, and we're now seeing how this material is being used by many people. And this is just an example of one of the projects based in Wales called Gathering the Jewels, and you see the range of content that's being made available. We also work with a range of other partners, and a particular example here is we call the Common Information Environment. And we're looking at how information can be shared across different organizations, different bodies, to be made useful and relevant for users, to remove the barriers in place that stop users finding what they want. We've created some demonstrator projects, and you see that we have a range of partners, including university sector, the technology sector, the health sector, and also our British Library. So we're going across all government departments, which is really quite interesting. This is what one of the demonstrators looks like based on places. And I heard yesterday afternoon about a fascinating project in Italy, which in many ways was doing similar activity. This is actually where I spent my summer holiday, and what you can do is then search a whole range of materials and show it on a map. And interestingly here, it wasn't mentioned by Margaret, but this project brings data together from a range of different databases, including that from the Fitzwilliam Museum collection. I'd like to turn now to some of the developments. Now, the title of my talk was about developments in the UK, but I think what I'm doing is trying to pick up on some things that are happening in the UK and at an international level that are relevant for us all in a European context. Here, I'm highlighting a project called ME, the European Museums Information Institute, working on distributed content framework. And this project had a work package looking at the legal issues led by Denmark and the United Kingdom. This project has come up with a fantastic outline of the issues around legal issues, particularly around licenses, how to manage and protect the rights, and very importantly, a set of model license agreements, which I think are very, very valuable. At the moment, this is written as a deliverable for a European project, so perhaps is not quite as accessible as it might be. And we'd like to see how we can bring this forward into more concrete guidance that can be readily understood by people working in small institutions. And that might be something that we might be able to do through Minerva. in a UK context, we've been looking at the work that's been undertaken in the United States on something called Creative Commons. Normally, IPR issues are about how to stop people reusing content. Now, that's very important, particularly, for example, for the music industry. However, when you're a cultural institution and you actively want people to use your material, we want school children to incorporate images from our sector into the essays they do at school. We want researchers to be able to use them in their theses. We want people to use the material. At the same time, we need to protect our rights as well, but our prime purpose may be to ensure that people use the material. And it's very easy to say with copyright legislation, you can't use this. It's very difficult to say, please use this, you can. And that's what Creative Commons does. And you'll see on the right-hand side of the screen, there are some little symbols. And those are linked to license agreements, showing, demonstrating how you are allowing people to reuse your material. And those symbols cover everything from, you can use this image and do what you like with it, you can draw moustaches on the Mona Lisa for all I care, through to, you can use this, but you need to attribute where the source was. You need to say that this image was came from, for example, the Fitzwilliam Museum. And it's really, really interesting. The licenses behind this are not surprisingly based on US law. The law, as we've heard, in each member state is similar but different. So if we are to adopt this in the UK and also at a European level, we need to look at those license terms. Perhaps we can continue to agree on the headings. That would obviously would be a major benefit for users, that they could see these symbols and understand what they mean. But the details of the license terms would have to be tailored for each member state. We too have had a round table under the Minerva project. And we had a meeting of an IPR round table, and it was really interesting because we had representatives from different sectors, legal, business, education, government, and the cultural sector. But the most important message, and this picks up on the remarks of our chairman, was that there was a heated agreement that there was something missing in the middle. This diagram sort of explains that. At the top, you have commercial picture libraries who are aggressively selling content to magazines, to broadcasters, and they are making money, we hope. On the left-hand side, you have those who are creating educational content, the online equivalent of textbooks for use in schools. And again, they are making money. At the bottom, you have what I've just been talking about, the cultural sector organizations wanting low-quality versions of their materials to be reused for education, not for profit, but for education, and to be used by children in the essays they do at school. On the right-hand side, you have the cultural content holders themselves, the museums, the archives, and the libraries. At the moment, in the middle, we have a gap. We need an organization, something that is working for the good of all. It is working for public benefit, but at the same time, it is doing all the difficult parts that we heard about from Vito Capellini and Dimitris and Alexandro, of doing the DRM solutions, of the e-commerce, because that is very difficult for small institutions. It requires technical skills, infrastructure, and investment. Perhaps we can do that centrally. We can do that once, perhaps within each member state or at a European level. And then that technology could be available to all, and then we could build a common market for cultural content. That could be really, really exciting. Also, in a UK context, we have something called the Broadband Stakeholder Group. Our Prime Minister has the ambition for the UK to be number one in the G7 countries for broadband by 2005. When this work started, we were probably at about number 15 in the G7 countries. However, we have been taking major steps forward and are now getting close to achieving the ambition. The Broadband Stakeholder Group, of which I am a member, is a critical friend of government, offering advice and comments on future priorities. It has produced a really important report on digital rights management. and came up with 11 key recommendations. We have been asked to take forward two of those recommendations. So at the moment, this is really breaking news. It's happening right at the moment. We've been asked to take forward a recommendation to look at how copyright exceptions can be implemented in digital rights management solutions. How the disabled, for example, can be given access to materials which are protected by DRM solutions. How can that be done? And secondly, this report recognizes that our sectors, the public service, has a huge role in deploying DRM solutions and e-payment in a way that will then help the market by adopting common solutions. Really interesting that government, technology, industry is recognizing the value of the cultural sector in that. And I think that's a lesson at a European level. Also, we have done some work to tackle one of the questions that Margaret Greaves highlighted. In the United Kingdom in particular, we have a major problem. It's slightly different in other member states. Any photograph that has any semblance of artistic merit, in other words, any photograph, is protected for 70 years for really no commercial benefit. We're not talking about images that are worth thousands of pounds that can go on to tea towels or onto stationery or whatever. These are images that are part of our heritage and have an educational value but not a commercial one. And we've come up with, we've worked with a group called the Museum Copyright Group that works also closely with a group looking after libraries and archives, the Libraries and Archives Copyright Alliance, to come up with a framework agreement that might be a way that we could work with licensing agencies, where instead of having to put a person year into clearing images on a major digitization project, perhaps we can have a simple agreement where we can digitize the materials at high quality, put those away for long-term archiving, so we can come back and reuse the material later. But we make that available over the web for educational purposes at an agreed low resolution, perhaps 640 by 480 pixels, you know, a quarter of a sort of relatively modern, up-to-date screen. Everybody wins, the material is made available. It could be then licensed and subject to future commercial exploitation by agreement. But the key idea is to get it out there quickly at low cost for everyone to enjoy and to learn from. That's really all I wanted to say. I'm very conscious that I've kept you from your lunch. And I'd like to thank you very much indeed for your attention. Thank you.